Today's daf is Mi'ila daf Ches. We are holding on daf Ches Amud Aleph. We're going to begin the second parak of Maseches Mi'ila. Today's shir is sponsored by David Ham in honor of his wife Margie and by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. The Ham and the Lander families should have much bracha and nachas. We thank them so much for the sponsorship of the daf Yomi. So we are beginning the second parak, and the Mishnah is going to talk about, the first Mishnah of the parak is going to talk about at which stage in the process do various halachos kick in for the chatas ha'ov. So we'll talk about the chatas ha'ov, and there are obviously different stages in the bringing of the chatas ha'ov. First you makdish it, then you do the malika, and you're going to do a hazza'ah, and you're going to do a mitzui. So which halachos become effective at different stages of the chatas ha'ov? When are you worried about mi'ila? When are you worried about pigul? When are you worried about noser? When are you worried about tameh? All the different halachos. Then the Gemara is going to quote three different opinions as to the level of tumah that a tevul yom has, and which one is reflected in our Mishnah. And we're going to show that our Mishnah sounds like it can only be going like one of the three opinions, but then maybe really not. Maybe our Mishnah could fit with any of the three opinions about the level of tumah that a tevul yom has. And then on daf Ches Amud Beis, we're going to talk about the effect of hazza'as adam on basar chatos that was yotzei, just like we spoke about the effect of zrika on basar yotzei when we're talking about an animal, and we quoted the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, the zrika's moelis liyotzei. So we're going to just apply that to a chatos ha'ov and the effect of hazza'as adam. You don't do zrika by a chatos ha'ov because there's no kabbalah. You don't catch it in a kli and then do zrika's adam. You do what's called hazza'as adam, where you just take the neck of the animal and you sprinkle the dam directly from the neck of the animal. So hazza'as adam may have an effect on the basar, even if the basar was yotze, even if it left the azara. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether mitzui of the chatas ha'of is ma'akev. What is mitzui? So when a person brings a chatas ha'of, you do the malika, which is in place of a shechita that you do in a behema, you do a malika on the back of the neck of the chatas, then you do a hazah, where you take the neck of the animal and you sprinkle the dam on the mizbech, and then after that dam has squirted out onto the mizbech, you then take the neck of the bird and squeeze it onto the mizbech, squeeze out more blood onto the mizbech. So is that last step, the mitzui of the dam, of the chatas ha'ov, is that going to be ma'akev or not? We're going to have machlokas ha'morayim about this, and we're going to have two rayas, whether it is or is not ma'akev, and that's going to bring us into daf tes amud aleph, and then right before the Mishnah, daf tes amud aleph, we're going to have a stira within the sheet of Rabbi Ishmael, whether mitzui is ma'akev. So mitzui ma'akev is the last sugya on this daf, and takes us all the way to the Mishnah on daf Tessa Medalev. So let's begin with the Mishnah. So again, previously we've been discussing Dine Me'ila by Karbanos that had become Pasul. Now we're going to talk about, in this parak, we're going to talk about the Halachos of Me'ila by a Karban that's not Pasul, when everything is going right. And we're going to start with the discussion of Chatas Ha'of. Why are we starting with the discussion of Chatas Ha'of? So the Rishonim explained, Tosus explains, that really we want to start with the discussion of Ola Sa'of, because Ola Sa'of has more mi'ila than anything else. Because by an ola, you can even violate mi'ila on the or of the animal, as opposed to an olas behema. And by other karbanos, that after the shrikas dam, there's no longer going to be a mi'ila on the or of the animal, because it's no longer considered kachi Hashem, because the oroseim is mischalkim l'kohanim. You give the oros to the kohanim. And even though parim anisrafim, like the parichatas, that after the shrikas dam, you bring him ichutz l'machne and you burn it there, and those halachas are going to be only after the Olas Ha'of, and there is mi'ila in the oros of the Parim HaNisrafim as well, because it's not given to the Kohanim, it's brought out to be burnt. But still, the Olas Ha'of is more chamor, because by Parim HaNisrafim there's no mi'ila on the oros after it's nisraf, after you actually burn it. It's only up until the Srefa. But the Olas Ha'of, even after it's nisraf on the Mizbeach and it becomes deshen, it's still going to be subject to mi'ila until you bring it to the base Hadeshen. We're going to see that later in the Mishnah. So the what the Tana wants to discuss, says Tosfos, is Olas Ha'of, because that has the most halachos of Mi'ila. That has the most expansive relevance to Mi'ila. But the Tana just mentions Chatas Ha'of, because most of the time a Chatas Ha'of and an Olas Ha'of go hand in hand. They come together. So we always are makdim chatas ha'ov to an olas ha'ov. So it's chatas va'ola, so therefore we mention chatas ha'ov first. Okay, so that's what we're going to discuss. Chatas ha'ov. So says the Mishnah, chatas ha'ov mo'olin ba misha huktisha. At the time that you're makdish the chatas ha'ov, it is then subject to me'ila. Rashi on mo'olin ba misha huktisha adds the word bipeh. When you're makdish bipeh, at that point, anyone who gets hanah from it, b'shogeg, worth a shavaputa, worth of hanah, is going to be chayiv in me'ila, is going to be chayiv to bring an asham me'ilos. Tosus also adds that word. Perush, kedushas peh. What does it mean, Misha Huktisha? When you're Makdish Pepeh, when you call it a Chatas Of, when you give it the status of a Chatas. So in the Nezer HaKodesh, he raises the question, why is it necessary to say when you're Makdish Pepeh? There is no other way to be Makdish the Chatas Of. So he says, no, that what they're trying to tell me is that one might have said that the Chiv Me'ila only comes when goes on the Mizbeach for Malika, that then the Mizbeach is most of Kedusha, just like a cliche. Shares is makdish that which is placed inside of it. So too, I would think that the real kedusha that it has is only when it goes on the mizbeach. And prior to going on the mizbeach, it doesn't have enough kedusha to be subject to me'ilah. So that's why both Rashi and Tosfos point out, no, kedusha's peh. That even if you were just makdish it peh, right then it has sufficient kedusha that it's now going to be subject to me'ilah. So that's stage one. When you're makdish it peh, there's a halacha that immediately kicks in, and that's the halacha of me'ilah. Stage two. Nimlika, when you do the malika of the chatas like you're supposed to do, so now it's elevated to a higher level of kedusha, and therefore huchshara lipasel bitvul yom ubimuchusar kipurim ubelina. It now becomes ready to have a possible psul of a tvul yom touching it. If a person has become tameh and he went to the mikveh, but he still has not yet harav shemesh, or even a mechusar kippurim, someone became tameh with one of the tumos that you chayiv to bring a korban after the tara process, meaning a zav, a mitzori, a ledas, and he had his tevilah, and he even had harav shemesh, he just didn't bring his korban the next day. So if a tvul yom or a mechusar kippurim touches the chatas of at that point in time, it passels it, but it's not metame. The word passel in Hilchos Tumah Tara always means that it's the end of the line of Tumah, that it can become tame, but it can't be metame anything else. So the Tvul Yom, Chus Kippurim, has the capacity to passel the Chatas Ha'ov once it's had a Malika, Ubalina, and if the Dam of the Chatas Ha'ov is Lan, stays overnight, so then it becomes passel as well. Over here, with the term Hukshur, the Rambam writes in Perashat Mishnayos, just means it is now eligible for, meaning it's eligible for all of these halachas. And the Rambam points out that in this perek, the word hukshra is used somewhat differently than it is in the rest of Shas. Normally, hukshra is used in the context of hechshar lekabel tumah, that it's now susceptible to tumah. So over here, it's not only about being susceptible to tumah, it's about everything. It's about all of these halachos now become relevant to it, including the fact that a tvil yom and a mechusar kippurim can be mitam. It, but that's as a function of its kedusha, not a function of its hechsher lekabel tumah. So it's now ready for all of these additional levels of sensitivity as a result of the kedusha. So who's adam? And now stage three. Now not only were you makdish pepeh, not only did you do malika, now you do a hazas adam. You sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach like you are supposed to do. And the Gemara is going to discuss whether it's talking about hazas adam or it's talking about the mitzvah adam as well, but the simple reading is just the hazaas adam chayav nalav mishum pigul. So now you can become chayav mishum pigul no sar v'tameh, but ve'in ba mi'ila goes away. So if the kohen does the malika with a machsheves pigul and then he does the hazaas adam, now that machsheves pigul becomes operative. Someone who eats a kezayis of that basar is chayav kares for eating pigul, and he's chayav on chatas ha'of after that Zazadam Yishum Nosar, that if he eats a kezayis of the basar that's left over after the Zman Achila, which is a Yom V'layla by a Chatas Ha'ov, he's Chayiv Kares for the Isser of eating Nosar. Pasuk says, by the Isser of eating Nosar, Va'ochlav Avono Yisa, V'nichras Ha'nefesh Ha'hi Me'ameha. So you're not allowed to leave basar kachim na'achra Zman Achilasam, because the Pasuk says, by a Karban Toda, by Yom Ahu Ye'achel Lo Sisir M'menu Ad Boker, and we darshin Hu Adin L'shar Kachim, that the same is going to be true by other kachim. So we have an Asar, Zara, we have an Onesh, that you're not allowed to leave Nosar, and a person eats Nosar, he's going to be Chayiv Karis. And Tameh, someone who became Tameh and eats a Kazayis of Basar Chatas after the Azaz Adam is Chayiv Karis for eating Basar Kachim B'Tumas Aguf. So that all of these halachas only become operative at the time of the Azaz. But someone who gets Hana'a from it after the Azaz is no longer subject to Me'ila, because at that point the Basar has already become Mutter for the Kohanim to eat. The Torah says when it comes to Me'ila, Nefesh Kisimol Ma'al V'cheta B'shkaga Mikadshe Hashem. So what does Kadshe Hashem mean? Kachim that are designated purely for Hashem. Any kachim that is a hetel b'nei adam, that a person is allowed to benefit from, is no longer going to be subject to me'ila. So the Mishnah very clearly lays out three stages in the process, that at the time that you are makdashit pepeh, it's subject to me'ila. At the time that you do malika, it can now become affected by etvolyom mechus kippurim and by having the blood left overnight. And at the time that you do hazza'a, it becomes subject to the yisurim of pigal, nosar, and tameh, but the yisur of me'ila is going to go away. So what the Mishnah means to tell me, certainly with that last point, that once you do the hazza'a, there's no longer any me'ila whatsoever. Meaning, even the reason is because other than the dam, there's nothing else that's brought on the mizbeach. So, meaning if the chatas of had emurim that were brought on the mizbeach la'aktara, then l'chora there would be mi'ila on those emurim, right? Just like you have by kachim kalim. That by kachim kalim, the halacha normally is, if you have a behemoth of kachim kalim, we've been learning about that it's subject to mi'ila only after you do the zrikas hadam, because now the emurim have to be brought on the mizbeach. But once you do the hazza'ah, there's nothing else that has to go on the mizbeach of the chatas ha'of, and therefore melev is no longer going to be any me'ila, since the basar is going to be given to the kohanim, it's going to be eaten. Good, so that's our Mishnah, three stages and three levels of three sets of halachos that become operative at those three stages. Now we're going to discuss a tevul yom, the status of a tevul yom, because we did mention that at stage two, once you do the Malika, so a Tevul Yom can now passel the Chatas Ha'ov. So as we said, a Tevul Yom is someone who was Tameh, he had to go to the mikvah, but he also requires Harav Shemesh. So such a person is no longer so Tameh to be Metameh Chulin. He would only passel Truma. Truma that becomes Tameh, Mishum Tevul Yom, is passel, is not even Tameh. It only itself becomes passel, but it's the end of the line of the Tuma. So essentially, the Halach of a Tevul Yom, as far as Chulin and Truma are concerned, is that we view the Tevul Yom as a Sheni, because a Sheni, the Tuma, doesn't have any effect on Chulin. Chulin can't become anything worse than a Sheni, and a Sheni, the Tuma, can make Truma a Shlishi, but that's the end of the line. A Shlishi, the Truma, can't make a Revi, the Truma, can't affect any other Truma. So essentially, the Halacha by Tevul Yom is typically that we view him as a Sheni, the Tuma. However, our Gemara is going to discuss the idea that our Mishnah says that a Tevul Yom can passel Kodesh. What does that mean, that he can passel Kodesh? It makes it sound like a Tevul Yom has the status of a Shlishi as far as Kodesh is concerned, because Kodesh can become a Revi'i. So if you're going to say that he can't be Metame Kodesh, meaning he can't make Kodesh Tame enough to be Metame something else, but he can passel Kodesh, it means you're treating the Tevul Yom as a Shlishi. So who does that align with? Where do we find the Tana that views a Tevul Yom as having the status of a Shlishi vis-a-vis Kodesh? So Katani, the Mishnah, had said, "Huchsholi pasel b'tvul yom." That at stage two, when you do the malika, now the animal is the bird is pasul from it, becomes pasul from a tevul yom or from a mechus kippurim, or the blood can become pasul by leaving it overnight. Yeah, the pasul in aval itmuy lo, it makes it very clear it becomes pasul, but it will not be metame other things, because the tuma of the tevul yom is apparently a very weak form of tuma, and it doesn't have the ability to be metame. It only has the ability to pasul. Tosfos Maseches Vachim writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the diuk of the Gemara is only on the Tevul Yom, but Mechus Kippurim does not only pasul Kodesh, it's metamid as well, which is a little bit strange, right? That Mechus Kippurim is more chamur than a Tevul Yom. That a Tevul Yom is only going to pasul Kodesh, but Mechus Kippurim will actually be metamid Kodesh. So he says, because Mechus Kippurim is Mechus Maisa, that he has to bring a korban in order to complete his tahara. And therefore, as far as kachim, it's as if he hasn't even gone to the mikveh yet. But a tevil yom is not mechusar maisa. A tevil yom, all he needs to do is wait for Arav Shemesh, and that's just time passing. He doesn't have anything left to do. And therefore, he's not going to be have as great of an impact on Kodesh. The reason that we use the word pasul, even in the context of mechusar kippurim over here, is only agav, the fact that we use the word pasul when it comes to the tevil yom. That's the chiddush of Tosfos in Mesechus Zvachim and Daf Yud Zayin, that this whole discussion of the impact that it's Yom has in only passing Kodesh, but not being Metame Kodesh, is only true of a Tevil Yom, but when it comes to Mechus Kippurim, it would actually be Metame Kodesh. However, Rabbeinu Chaim, Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Chaim over there, who disagrees, and says that that Mechus Kippurim also only passes Kodesh, but is not Metame Kodesh. But either way, we see that a Tevil Yom has the capacity to passel Kodesh, and not to be Metame Kodesh. So it sounds like we're treating the Tevil Yom as a Shlishi. So Masnis and Mani, who is our Mishnah assuming like? Rabbanan hi. We're about to see a three-way machlokas as far as the status of a Tevil Yom is concerned, and it seems that our Mishnah only fits the Shita of the Chachamim, who hold that just like a Tevil Yom only passels Ochlum Mashkum Shel Truma, but is not Metame Ochlum Mashkum Shel Truma, so too a Tevil Yom only passels Kodesh, but it's not Metame Kodesh. Even though that means two different things about a Tevil Yom. When it comes to passeling Truma, you're saying that he's like a Sheni. So, but when you say that he only passels Kodesh, you're saying he's like a Shlishi. But it's not about whether he's a Sheni or a Shlishi. It's about the effect that he has. That the greatest effect he can have on anything is only to passel it, not to be Metame it. That is the Shita of the Rabbanan that we're about to see. Ditanya, we have a Braisa that records three Shitos about the effect of a Tevil Yom. Shita number one, Abishol Omer, Tevil Yom Tchila LaKodesh. A Tevil Yom is considered a Rishon Lutuma as far as Kachim are concerned. And therefore, when a Tevil Yom touches Kodesh, it becomes a Sheini Lutuma. So that Sheini Lutuma could be Metame other Kodesh into a Shlishi, which in turn can passel other Kodesh into a Revi'i. But that's only when it comes to Kachim. When it comes to Truma, a Tevil Yom is not considered a Rishon Lutuma. He's considered a Sheni Lutuma. So as far as how we view the Tevil Yom, with regard to Truma, we view him on a certain level of Tuma. But with regard to Kodesh, we view the Tevil Yom as being on a higher level of Tuma. But Rabbi Meir Omer, Meir disagrees, and he says, Metamei Asa Kodesh, Upostos a Truma. We view the Tevil Yom consistently, regardless of what he's coming into contact with. The Tevil Yom is a Sheni. Period. What does a Sheni do? Has zero impact on Chulin, can passel Truma to become a Shlishi, and can be Metame Kodesh, because Kodesh can get all the way down to a Revi'i. So when he touches the Kodesh, he becomes a Shlishi, and therefore has the ability to impact. So in a certain sense, Rameir Shita is the most straightforward, because it's about what status do we give a Tevil Yom, and it is a consistent status. He's given the status of a Sheni Letuma. And then you have the third Shita, which is the one we were looking for, V'chamomrim k'shem shu posel mashka truma v'ochle truma. Normally ochle would mean those who eat. Over here it's not what it means. It means the food itself. That just like he has the ability to passel truma drink and truma food, kachu posel mashka kodesh v'ochle kodesh. So too the Tevil Yom can passel kodesh food and kodesh drink. Meaning, it's not about him, what status we give him, it's about the impact that he's able to have. And the impact that he's able to have on both Truma and Kodesh is going to be the same. Only to passel, not to be Metame. That means that as far as Truma is concerned, we look at him like a Sheni, and as far as Kodesh is concerned, we look at him like a Shlishi. Yeah, but that's what it is. That's the impact that he's able to have. So says the Gemara, it seems that our Mishnah, by virtue of the fact that our Mishnah says that Tevil Yom can only passel the Kodesh, it sounds like our Mishnah follows the Shita of the Rabbanan, because if it went like Rabbi Meir or Abba Shaul, it would certainly have the ability to be Mitame Kodesh. So says Gemara, Amarava, La Abba Shaul, Malas, Bukatram Shavin Rabbanan, Tevil Yom, Kirishon. No, our Mishnah could even be going like Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul's mother, that Midal Raisa, Tevil Yom, is only going to passel Kodesh, and is not going to be Mitame Kodesh. It's a Mala, a Chumra. That's the term that we use to describe a chumrah. It's a chumrah that the Rabban made by kachim that we treat a tevul yom like a rishon natuma as far as kachim is concerned, and therefore whatever food he touches that's kodesh has status of a sheni natuma and can still pass that tuma on two steps further. But our mishnah is talking about dinim daraisa. So midaraisa tevul yom is pasels, but is not mitame. And the Rabbi Meir, ka'ochel sheni. According to Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah could fit Rabbi Meir as well. He's also moda that min haTorah tevul yom is not metame kachim, only has the ability to pasul kachim. Midrabanan, we give him a status of a sheni l'tuma across the board, and therefore midrabanan, he has the ability to be metame kachim, and those kachim can then turn around and pasul other kachim. And but l'rabanan, according to the chachamim of the Braisa, the chacham never had to make a chumra by a tevul yom. Even the taval kolash tuma pasul mashvi tamila mashvi. Once he went to the mikvah, his tuma has been weakened, and therefore the most impact he can have on kachim, even on a drabanan level, is only to pasul it, but not to be mitame. So therefore, the chachamim hold their shita would hold that our mishnah is describing bottom line halacha l'maisa. The Mishnah is not just describing what the din would be on a daraisa level. Halacha l'maisa, that's what a tevul yom is able to do. But if you say that our Mishnah was written by Abba Shaul or by Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah is just describing what the din would be on a daraisa level. But in Achinami, the Rabbanan later added further chumras beyond what the Mishnah says. Now, over here in the Gemara, it says that when Abishal says the Tevul Yom is a Tchila L'Kodesh, right? Our Gemara just made it very clear. That is a din midrabanan. When we say that Abishal holds that the Tevul Yom is a din of a Rishon L'Tumah as far as Kodesh, that is a din midrabanan. In Mesechas Sotan, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, it makes it sound like that Abishal holds that that's a din min haTorah, because the Gemara discusses, how do I know that a Revi'i B'Kodesh is possible, that Kachim, that touch a Shlishi L'Tumah, becomes a Revi'i and becomes possible? So they say, we learn from a Kal V'Chomer that if a Mechusar Kippurim who's Mutar B'Truma can Pasul Kodesh, Kal V'Chomer that a Shlishi who's Pasul B'Truma should Pasul Kodesh. So the Gemara asks that Ochel that becomes Tamei from a Tevul Yom should be Mochiach, because the Ochel that becomes Tamei for a Tevul Yom is Pasul B'Truma but does not Pasul Kodesh. And the Gemara says the Kal V'Chomer is going according to Abba Shaul, that a Tevul Yom is a Tchila L'Kodesh, that a Tevul Yom has a status of a Rishon L'Tuma when it comes to Kodesh. And according to him, Ochel became Tami from a Tevul Yom, it will pasul Kodesh. So it sounds that the Gemara is talking on Dinim Dalreis over there, and it uses Abba Shaul's approach to describe a Din Dalreisa. So it seems to be a stira between two sugyas, between our Gemara, where we say that Abba Shaul's idea that a Tevul Yom has a status of Rishon L'Tumah is only a Din Midrabanan, and a Gemara in Sota that seems to assume that it has a status of Tumah, of Rishon L'Tumah on a Dalreisa level. So Tosfos is miyashev in two ways. First, Tosa says, when the Gemara over there says Revi Bekodesh, it means Midrabanan. Meaning that Gemara is only talking about Midrabanan. That's why it quotes Abba Shaul that Ochel Abba Machmas Tevul Yom is also only a Din Midrabanan. But in HaTorah, Tevul Yom only passes Kodesh and is not Metame Kodesh, like our Gemara says. Or Tosa says, maybe the Sugya in Sota disagrees with Rava over here and holds like the Maksha in our Gemara. Meaning the Gemara said, isn't our Mishnah against Abba Shaul? Amar Rava, nah, a Mishnah can even fit Abba Shaul, and so long as you understand that Abba Shaul is only talking on a Drabana level. But whoever the Maksha was in the Gemara didn't understand that Abba Shaul was talking on a Drabana level, and that's why they thought our Mishnah doesn't fit Abba Shaul. So the Gemara in Sota is going like the Svar of the Maksha, and that's against the Shita of Rava. So those are the two ways that Tosfos is Miyashev, how our Gemara fits with the Gemara in Sota. Good. Who's a Dhamma? We then said in the Mishnah that at stage 3, and not only were you Maktish Pepeh, you not only did you already do the Malika, now you do the Za'as Adam. So now it's no longer subject to Mi'ila. Ooh, it's no longer subject to Mi'ila. Mi'ila Udaleka Avli Suri Ika. That makes it sound like you're not in violation of Mi'ila if you partake of it, but it's still Asr. You're not allowed to eat it. Well, why would that be the case? It's the moment of the Kohanim, meaning that's what's supposed to happen with the Chatas Ha'of. After you do the Malika, you give the Basar to the Kohanim, and they get to eat it. So how come our Mishnah implies that it's only not subject to Mi'ila, but that it's still going to be Asr to eat? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina le'yotzei. Our Mishnah must not be talking about regular basar of the Chatas Ha'of, but rather basar that was already yotze chutz la'azara before the azara sadam. That you had some of the basar leave the azara before the azara sadam, which is a very difficult trick to pull off. Meaning, when you're talking about a behema, you catch the dam in a kli, so you could say that the basar leaves before you do the zrika sadam. Good, because you could take the animal out before you zorik the dam from the kli. How do you do that? Azara sadam of a chatas ha'ov? You do it from the oaf itself. How did you get the basar out before you did the azara sadam? So that's a kasha that the rishonim raise over here, and there are various yeshuvim that they try to give. They say perhaps before all of the dam is nesaf into the base hatzaver, because that's the derech by an oaf that it has a lot of dam that's misasif sham, and only afterwards it goes l'chutz. So how do they say that somehow you get I'm not sure how they say it. No, there's some other I'm not sure, I'm not understanding. So I don't know. But that's the kasha, that if it's already if you're gonna take it straight from if the gufa oaf was already out before the azah, so the dam that's in it is already out, and therefore it should be nifsal adam. Yeah. Meaning that was the real kasha. Meaning the kasha is not just how do you get the basar out while you're doing the azah sadam. No, the kasha is I know how you do it. You take the whole bird out. Then you bring it back in and you do the azar sadam. Yeah, but then the dam was yotze also. The dam is also yotze. So that's what they answered. That yes, the dam was yotze, but the dam was yotze before it was dam. Meaning the dam only becomes ro'i for azar once it's ne'asaf by the tzavara behema. So it could be that there's dam in parts of the circulatory system of the animal that has not yet gotten to have a psul yotze. You only need to take it out and bring it back in for a half a second, for a millisecond. So it could be that you shecht it and out in, and that's it. And therefore, it's considered that the dam was not yotze, but only the basar was yotze. Okay, or it could be that after the regal was yotze, they were chotecho, so they cut it, and therefore the shamnunis of it is not misariv with the dam shebetzavar. So different suggestions in Rishonim. But bottom line is that's what we're saying is going on in our Mishnah. That in our Mishnah, when we say that once you do the hazaas hadam, it's no longer subject to meila, but you're also not allowed to eat it because the basar was yotze. Had it been regular basar chatas that was not yotze, you'd be allowed to eat it. Some Rabbi Chanina li yotze, Rabbi Kivi, tamar zrika melas li yotze, dlav basachilei, that zrika will work for yotze in terms of mi'ila, but still it's not going to make it mutar b'achila because the basar was yotze. So we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. And now the final sugya, the daf. As we mentioned, when it comes to being makrav v'chatas ha'of, after the malika, you take the actual guf of the oaf and you sprinkle the dam on the kira mizbeach. That's called hazaa. But then you press the neck of the animal against the mizbeach. That's called mitsui. See, by the olas ha'of, mitsui is much more important. I mean, it's definitely very, very important because by the olas ha'of, there's no hazaa. By an olas ha'of, there's only mitsui. So mitsui is definitely ma'akev by an olas ha'of. Our Gemara raises the question, once you did the azah, is the mitzui ma'akev the kashrus of the chatas ha'of? So Amrav Unamrav, mitzui chatas ha'of, eino ma'akev. The Rav Unamrav says, it's not ma'akev. V'tani Rav, who's a dhamma? And that's why when Rav taught our Mishnah, his girsa was, stage 3, where mi'ila goes away, is at the azah asadam. Aye, what about the mitzui? You didn't do the mitzui. That's fine. You don't have to do the mitzui. I mean, you should do it, but the mitzui is not ma'akev, the hechsher of the karban. So when the Gemara said previously, the Karen Ora just points out, when the Gemara raised the question, mi'ilu hu deleka ha'isura ika, that, wait a second, why is there still an isur to eat it if you've already done the azah? Why didn't the Gemara just say, it was yotzi midei mi'ilu with the azah, but you can't eat it yet because you didn't yet do the mitzui. So the Karen Ora says, because according to this, you have to say that the mitzui dama v'chata sa'of is similar to the shvichas shiyorei hadam of karbonos behema. And just like the shvichas shirayim is not ma'akiv the heter achila, you're allowed to eat without a shvichas shirayim. So this shita would hold, you're allowed to eat without the mitzui also. It's not only about the mi'ila, you're even allowed to eat the basar without the mitzui. So that's Rav Huna Merav, that the mitzui is not ma'akiv at all, and therefore as soon as you're mazah the dam, the Issa Mi'ila goes away. Rav Adbarava, Amar Rav, Rav Adbarava reports in the name of Rav, that Mitzvah Chatzosof Ma'akev, that the Mitzvah is absolutely going to be Ma'akev. And therefore, even if you did the Azaz Adam, but you didn't do the Mitzvah, you have not yet been your Yotze Yechiv, and therefore it's not yet ready for Pigul, Nosar, and Tameh. That's how Rashi says, that it's not yet subject to Pigul, Nosar, and Tameh. Now, Rashi does not say that it's not Yotze Midei Mi'ila until after the Mitzvah. It sounds like Rashi would hold that even this Shita, that Mitzvah is Ma'akev, would hold that Mi'ila goes away at Hazah. That there is actually four steps, that Hazah does affect something. The Mi'ila, Isra Mi'ila goes away at Hazah, and Mitzvah becomes subject to Pigul, Nosar, and Tameh. Why is that the case? Reb Chaim in the Chiddush Gracha al Hashas deals with that. But that seems to be Shittas Rashi and Shittas Rambam. V'tani Rav, Mitzah Dama. And therefore, in our Mishnah, Rav had Mitzah Dama, that stage, the last stage described in our Mishnah, where it becomes eligible for Pigul, Nosar, and Tameh, is that Mitzah Adam. So says Gemara, we have two Rayas in this machlokas. Tashma Raya number one. When it comes to the Chatos of Hanishra B'dam Yimatzei L'Samnus Ve'ach, Chatos Hi. That when is it Chatos Hi? When does it have the full status of a Chatos? Once you do the Mitzvah. So Bishlam Ravad Barav Ayinu D'Chsiv Hanishra B'dam Yimatzei, Chatos Hi. El Rav Huna, my Vanishra? According to Rav Huna, if Mitzvah is not Ma'akev, why does the Torah say that Vanishra B'dam Yimatzei L'Samnus Ve'ach, and only then it's a Chatos Hi? So says Gemara, K'tan Devei Rav Shmuel, She'im Nishar. It means that if there's some blood left, there's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah on the mizbech. But if not, if it all spills out or all gets lost at that point, you already did the azah, so then it's not ma'akev, everything's going to be absolutely fine. Umay chatos hi, aye, but it says chatos hi, makes it sound like only at this stage does it have a full shame chatos. A resha. No, that's going on the resha of the pasuk. That's not going on vanisha b'dami matzei. The mitzvah is not a chelik of the actual avoda of the karban, and therefore it's totally fine. Amli Ravach b'Rav Ravashi elameata. Wow, if you're going to tell me that when it says vanisha b'dami matzei, it means if it happens to be that there is some dam left over, but not that there has to be any dam left over. Well, then how would you read that similar pasukim by other karbanos? Kabe mincha d'chsev v'hanoser. Hachinami she'im nitosar. By Karm Milchad says v'nosaris min haMilcha la'arim levanus kadoshim yishei Hashem. Does that also mean that not that you need shirayim of your Karm Mikveh of your Karm Milcha after the kmitza, but just that if there's some shirayim left, so then it gets nechal. So b'chitei machinami, maybe you'll tell me in achinami that shirayim of a Karm Milcha are not ma'akev, just like the mitzvah dam of a chatzazov is not ma'akev. Not true. V'atanya misolto mishamna. Al kolavonosa, that the Kohen takes his komets from the solus and the shemen of the mincha in order to be makdim the kmitz that he takes on the mizbeach, except for the lavona, which is a type of spice that they would put on the mincha, and that's entirely burnt on the mizbeach. And it doesn't say malo kumtso misolus mishemen. So we darshan from that the mincha is only kosher if you have misolta umishamna, that you took some of the oil, some of the flour, as opposed to if all the rest is gone because it's now destroyed or lost, well then the whole karban is ruined. So don't tell me vanoseres by karban mincha also means if there happens to be some left over. No, it's absolutely ma'akev. There has to be some left over. So how come over here by the chatos of we don't say the same thing? When it comes to the mincha, vanoseres is extra because it says it twice. It says vanoseres min and it says vanoseres mena yochlu arun uvanav. So from the extra word vanoseres, we darshan that you need to have a noseres, that the noseres has to be kayim, that there has to be some leftover in order for the carbon mincha to be kosher. But by the way, the carbon chatos ha'of, all it says is vanishar b'dam yimatzei, and it doesn't say it twice. There is no second vahanishar, and therefore we explain it on the simple level that only if it's nishar min adam after the Hazaa, if there happens to be Nishma and Adam, then you do the Mitzvah. If there isn't, then you're not going to have to do the Mitzvah. So Raya number one is not a Raya. Mosvavud Shmuel Rav Huna, Echad Chatzov, Echad Olosov, Shemol, Kono Mitzvah Daman, Chutz L'Makoman. If you did it with, you did these Avodos with Machshav of Chutz L'Makomo, Pasul Ve'in Bo Kares, but Chutz L'Zmanim, you did it with Machshav of Chutz L'Zmanim, Pigul V'chayavon of Kares, Katanim Yas Mitzvah Daman. Apparently the Mitzvah is considered a major enough Avodah Voda, that Makshevis Piddle is going to apostle the whole thing, is going to be Mefagal the whole thing. So don't tell me that the Mitzvah is not so important, that it's not Ma'akev. Let's start in Katani. When it says Malkan Osha Mitzvah Daman, it's talking about when you're talking about an Ola Sa'ov, then Mitzvah could even be Mefagal, because as we said, by an Ola, Mitzvah is very, very important. But when it comes to Chata Sa'ov, Malkan is going to be Mefagal. The Malika has the ability to be Mefagal, but Mitzvah Daman, Einachinami, does not have the ability to be Mefagal. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Gufa tomorrow, right before the Mishnah.